We had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Donkey of the day for Tuesday, November 5th, goes to a white teacher at a California high school named David Carter. Now, I have to salute my guy, comedian Neil Brennan, okay? Dropping the clues bombs for Neil Brennan. It's one of my favorite white people. All right, on October 26th at 4:33 p.m., Neil Brennan tweeted out, "Somewhere, a white person is planning a costume for tonight that's going to F up their whole future." Now, Neil, even though he is the Negro Whisperer, is as white as it gets, okay? Unapologetically white. I'm telling you all of this because white people, why didn't you listen to one of your own? When one of your own who understands black culture better than you because he actually has black friends and works with black people, when one of your own warns you of the random act of Caucasianness that you are about to do to ruin your future, why don't you listen? Huh? David Carter is one of those people who didn't listen. Because on Halloween, David Carter decided to dress up as one of his favorite rappers, a rapper who isn't even a character. Like, it's plenty of rappers who have characters, personas that make for great Halloween costumes. In fact, you could be these people and not have to apply blackface because everybody would know who you are. For example, early 2000s Little John. You would know who that is without blackface, right?
Correct.
Tupac Shakur. You would know who that is without blackface.
Yep.
Throw the bandana on, put a Thug Life tattoo on your stomach. Mm-hmm. Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? Put the beard on, the shades, walk around going, People would know who you are without blackface. Any of the Migos. Okay, you could be any of those rap characters without the blackface, and people would know who you are. But David Carter decided to be a rapper that even with blackface, nobody would know who the hell he is. If you saw a white person in blackface dressed as this rapper, you would probably call the police. You know how they say, see something, say something? Mm-hmm. You know, when something looks suspicious, nothing would look more suspicious as a white guy dressed as this rapper in blackface. Well, who did David Carter decide to offend black people by being on Halloween? Let's go to KPIX CBS 5 for the report, please.
And a South Bay teacher on leave tonight for an astonishing choice of Halloween attire.
Video posted to Twitter appears to show a teacher in front of a class rapping out a lesson in blackface.
Millions of people, not enough to eat. What will we do with AI, Microsoft technology? The future is up to you.
This apparently happened at Milpitas High School back on Halloween. The person who posted the video wrote that the educator is white. The school and the district sent out a joint statement today saying, in a school community where we welcome learners and families who represent cultures and religions throughout the world, it hurts to know that this type of cultural insensitivity and lack of cultural awareness still hovers in the background. The actions were inappropriate, unprofessional, and insensitive, and I've asked the superintendent to ensure an immediate investigation is conducted.
Emmy Award-winning, Grammy Award-winning, Oscar Award-winning, actor, rapper, producer, activist, Common. Now, if you was watching Revolt TV, you saw the video. David, I don't think you meant to offend. I don't think your intention was to offend. But you should be treated like you knew that you were going to offend people and that was your intention, simply because insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Why, people? Are you insane? Clearly you are. Not to mention, you didn't look like Common, okay? You look like a white power neo-Nazi skinhead with a turtleneck on. The reason I say you're insane is because why do we keep doing this every Halloween, okay? For you to be doing something like blackface that's considered racist and to dress up like Common and end up looking like a white power neo-Nazi skinhead, that doesn't seem like a stretch at all. Now, David has been put on administrative leave, but that's not enough. He has to be fired. And he has to be fired for making the same mistake that we see white people do year after year. Why do you have to push the limits of your privilege every Halloween? Is this a way to test your white superpowers? Okay? If you can dress up in blackface on Halloween and get away with it, do you reach super Saiyan Caucasian levels? Okay? Not to mention, why couldn't you get your message across about limitless opportunities in the future of AI without blackface? And what does Common have to do with any of this? What does Common have to do with AI, artificial intelligence?
He's a spokesperson for Microsoft.
Nick, our cameraman, says Common is the spokesperson for Microsoft.
Oh.
Okay, I'll take his word for it. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please let Kathy Griffin give David Carter the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Yeah. I don't get it, bro. And furthermore, white people, if you're going to do blackface, please don't do any bald-head black people because you look like a skinhead. Like, it's just not. Why? Why?
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.